Karen Brown is sick over the thought that she might lose the first home she has ever owned.
I cannot eat. I have no appetite. My husband, they don't understand my family. They notice I'm withdrawn from talking, or I just don't want to hear it. If I hear them talk about it, I go to a corner by myself. I would cry, and they don't even know because I just can't deal with the stress.
Karen is not alone in her struggle. Florida has the second highest rate of foreclosures in the country, with one in every 140 homes filing for foreclosure in August. The many Tampa Bay residents who share in Karen's situation lined up early Saturday morning for the Home Rescue Fair. Organized by the Alliance for Stabilizing Our Communities and partnered with Hope Now, it allowed homeowners to meet face-to-face with lenders, housing counselors, and loan specialists. Delphine Brown was among them. Like Karen, she risks losing her home, but she also faces foreclosure on her investment properties. And like the many other homeowners facing the backlash of adjustable rate mortgages, Delphine was looking to refinance.
I'd like to be able to refinance. If I could refinance, then I can get a different grip. You know, I have income, but I'm juggling. And the juggle is I'm dropping balls. And, you know, the whole scenario of, you know, you can refinance. However, you know, you have perfect credit. Okay, well, I'm juggling now, so I know my credit is not A1 no longer. So what do? You know, I have income. I have what it takes. If I can just reduce the payment.
After speaking with Tampa homeowners, Anayat Oliver of NeighborWorks America said that most residents are facing one of two problems. Similar to Delphine Brown, many of those with adjustable rate mortgages are now unable to afford the increase in rates. The other main problem is unemployment.
One of the biggest struggles that they're facing right now appears to be job loss. Many of the individuals I've spoken with today have indicated that they have lost their job. Many of them have received new jobs, but it was with less income.
Fannie Mae administers President Obama's Making Homes Affordable program that offers homeowners refinancing options. John Carpenter of Fannie Mae said many people face similar problems beyond unemployment.
Clearly, as the economy continues to struggle, if you've lost your job, it's difficult to make your mortgage payments. Even people who haven't lost their job but maybe have had their hours cut. We've also heard from people who are suffering challenges paying their mortgage because of medical bills, and that's a huge problem. And so there are a lot of different causes for why somebody gets into trouble, but the most important thing is for people to reach out and get help, to make sure that they reach out to trusted sources.
But all hope is not lost. Oliver of NeighborWorks America said there are options out there to prevent foreclosure. For people who are still employed, rate reductions might be a possibility.
They do want to see that you actually have stable employment. They want to take a look at your income. They also want to take a look at your budget, which is why it's so important for them to work with the housing counseling agencies that are present here. You can get your budget in line so that we can get an idea of what you can actually afford, which is a huge, I guess, obstacle to overcome for most homeowners, because most people don't sit down and actually figure out what their budget is.
And for those who are unemployed, Oliver said,
most people would receive something along the lines of a forbearance, which means that they will withhold payments for up to usually about 6 months, give them enough time period to try to hopefully find a job during that time period. After 6 months, they can review it and either start resuming payments or maybe set them up on another forbearance if they can.
Fannie Mae's John Carpenter also has a few words of advice. He warns that homeowners need to steer clear of foreclosure prevention agencies that charge money for their services.
We hear all the time about people who receive offers that someone will help them if they pay money. You almost can always be guaranteed that something is not quite right if somebody says, if you pay me, I can help you, because there is free help from local nonprofit housing counseling agencies or by calling the National Foreclosure Prevention Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. So people should definitely not pay.
However, Carpenter said the most important thing homeowners need to do to prevent foreclosure is be proactive.
That's one of the things that we also really stress, is that people should really be proactive and not wait. A lot of times people are in denial, they're afraid, they're confused, they don't know what to do, and they wait too long. The longer you wait, the harder it will be for anyone to assist you.
In the end, NeighborWorks America's Oliver said that just giving people the opportunity to sit down with their lenders made the event a success.
I have seen quite a few people leaving a little happier. I think they're at least relieved that they were able to speak with someone face to face, which is pretty important when you're dealing with this process and you always have to call someone on the telephone. Can't always get that person to answer, or you can't always get a live body. Here they at least have the option of speaking with their servicer, or they have the option of sitting down and actually meeting with a housing counseling agency. And I think sometimes just having someone to listen to the story, offer some assistance, means a great deal to a lot of people.
Karen and Delphine were among those who finally got to sit down and get some questions answered. If you face foreclosure, contact a local housing counselor at hud.gov/counseling or check out the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention program at makinghomeaffordable.gov. For WMNF News in Tampa, Concetta DeLuco.